Good morning, everyone. Hi, I'm Misu Lee, and I'll give a short presentation about the Common Questionnaire to update you on the data collection for the reference year 2022. So for year 2022, total 44 countries provided data out of 58 countries, which is actually the exact same number of countries as last year. 32 countries are from Eurostat countries, among which 27 are European Union, and 12 countries from non-Eurostat countries. And this collection cycle, 38 countries provided revised or newly available data for the reference year 2021. Some countries stopped providing any data at all for the past few years. And please let us know. I think most of the countries who do not provide data are actually not here today in the meeting room, unfortunately. But please do let me know. Let us know if you need any assistance or support from us in providing data. And to give you a bit more motivation to provide Common Questionnaire, I would like to let you know that it is being used. We are doing quarterly analysis for our UNEC database. And then for the past 1 year, we got about 700,000 views on transport only data tables. And this doesn't include the country overview page views, so which also include transport data, so it is potentially more. So yeah, a lot of people are interested in using the data, so please provide the data whenever they're available. This is the annual report for the reference year 2022. From the left, it shows rail chapter, road chapter, inland waterway, oil and road VKM and buses. And you see the on the left circle into our rail and road, and it has a better coverage for the data. It shows as green when it has a good coverage, and then like orange, yellow is a poor coverage, and red means that no data was provided. And then we also see relatively road VKM and buses chapter has lower coverage, which is a similar pattern that was observed last year. For the frequent mistakes that are observed repeatedly over the years when countries provide common questionnaire data, is providing zero, the value zero, when actually the data is not available or not applicable. So in this case, please leave the Excel files as blank instead of putting the value zero. Another frequent issue is providing data in the wrong unit. So we'll really appreciate it if you pay extra attention if you're asking for a unit number or thousands or millions. This issue is observed in a few indicators, but often in passenger kilometer data. In this indicator, we are asking a unit in millions. So yes, we will be thankful if you if you pay attention to this. Thank you very much for your attention.